In this week's Keeping It Real commentary, Cam Martian gives us some insight into his upcoming Thanksgiving travel plans. And he also offers some tips on airport etiquette. Simply put, smile and let it roll.
With the Thanksgiving holidays coming up, my family's starting to make our holiday travel plans. For Thanksgiving, we're driving to Raleigh, North Carolina to visit my in-laws. It will be the last time my wife sleeps in her childhood home. Her parents are downsizing, which means that first, it might be a melancholy visit for my wife, and the kids and I will have to be on our P's and Q's. And second, we'll be coming home with a car full of mementos that we'll have to somehow accommodate around here. Now, as a guy that flies frequently, I have some thoughts about airports and airplanes and how to make the best of your time in the airports and on the planes. After 20 years of lots of travel and over 3 million airline miles under my belt, I do have some opinions. First, prepare to be trampled, abused, mistreated, ignored, screamed at, shocked, spilled upon, and forgotten. This should be your mindset as you enter the airport. This establishes low expectations, and from here, things can't get anything but better. Next, smile. There's lots of stress, lots of confusion in the airports this time of year. Most people don't fly much, and this unfamiliar world causes a good bit of stress. So, smile. It doesn't make you weak. It doesn't indicate that you're interested in talking. Just smile. It eases the tension of crowded airports, long lines, and cramped airplane seats. Do your part to make it better. Next, expect to be shocked at what you see and let it roll. It may be what others are wearing. There was a trend for a while of people, mostly young women, traveling in their pajamas. Let it roll. There will be people traveling with more carry-on luggage than the airline or common sense should allow. Let it roll. You will witness epic parenting failures, which are some of my favorites. You'll see volcanic anger by people who can't understand why that person got to board the plane before they did. Smile. Let it roll. Some will be people carrying Clorox bleach-soaked wet wipes, and they'll wipe down every square inch of their seat, their tray table, and anything else that they may come in contact with. They're germaphobes trying to create an aseptic bubble for themselves. I did, however, once watch a father change his baby's diaper mid-flight on the tray table in front of him. That shocked me, and now I kind of get the wet wipes. You can always drop your head and stare into your phone, but you're missing a lot by not looking up and watching this world go by. Pay attention. Engage the moment. Take a look. And as you're flying, look out the window. If you spot a black SUV on the interstate, it might be me and my family with a car full of my wife's mementos, which we're hauling 11 hours back home, where most of it will probably be sold in our next garage sale. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.